Lubri Ljubljana. Soll ich noch sagen?
What should I say?
Im Hebräischen. Und das Wort selbst ist so klar.
The
Wir
word in the
brauchen nicht
epistle
viel
of
Erklärung.
Hebrews is so clear,
Das
we don't
Glauben
have to
mehr
explain so
Erklärung
much.
machen wir, desto unklarer wird das Wort für
I
uns.
think the more we explain, the less it's clear for us.
Wir dürfen nicht vergessen,
We must not forget
eigene Erklärung,
no own interpretation,
eine eigene Auslegung.
no own private interpretation.
Ich denke oft an, was Jakobus gesagt
I
hat.
think often of what James said.
Sei nicht nur Hörer oder
Don't be
Zuhörer des
only
Wortes Gottes, sondern sei
listeners
Täter.
of the word of God, but be doers
Nicht nur
of the
das,
word of
sondern
God.
Jakobus hat auch
And also
gesagt,
James said,
sei nicht Lehrer sein.
don't be teachers.
Im ganzen christliche
In
Religion,
all
es
of the
geht
Christian
um
religion,
Lehre, Theologie,
it's only
das
about
Wissen.
theology, knowledge.
Als Jesus auf dieser Erde war,
And Christ
waren
was on this earth.
alle, fast ohne Ausnahme,
Everyone,
vielleicht
with pretty
außer
much almost
Nikodemus,
no exception, only Nicodemus,
sie waren Schriftgelehrte.
they were scribes, Pharisees,
Älteste
elders,
und so weiter.
and so on.
Und sie waren das größte Problem
And they
zu
were
Jesu.
the biggest problem at the time of Jesus.
Was soll ich noch sagen?
So what should I say?
Herr Jesus. Amen. Ich habe wirklich nichts zu sagen. Ja,
I
Christian in
have
Island
nothing to
übersetzt
say.
oft.
Yeah, I'm translating.
Was kann man noch sagen?
What else can you
Wir
say?
haben ja die Bibel
We
so oft gelesen,
have the
aber
Bible
wir
and
alle.
read it so many times.
Aber es geht nicht um das
But
Wissen
it's not about the knowledge
in der Bibel.
and about the
Es
understanding
warnt
of the
uns
Bible.
davor.
Paul warns us about it.
Er sagt, die Erkenntnis bläht
He
auf.
says the knowledge puffs up.
Die Liebe baut auf.
But the love builds up.
Ich möchte gerne uns selbst hier
I
fragen.
would like to ask us ourselves,
Also erfahren die Heiligen mehr Liebe von uns oder
do
mehr
the saints
Erkenntnis?
experience more love from us or more knowledge?
Was brauchen die Heiligen
What do the saints
in
need
Europa?
in Vienna or in Europe?
Die Liebe des
The
Herrn,
love
die
of the
Erkenntnis der
Lord
Bibel.
or the knowledge of the Bible?
Die Liebe baut auf.
The love
Das hat Paulus auch
builds
so
up.
klar in
Paul
Epheser
said it
2 gesagt.
very clearly.
Der Leib baut
In
sich selbst
Ephesians, the
auf
body
durch
builds itself
Christus.
up by knowledge.
Ja?
Right?
Nicht.
No.
Nein, nicht durch
No,
Erkenntnis,
the body is not built up
sondern
by
durch die
knowledge,
Liebe.
but by the love.
Nicht mal unsere eigene Liebe, sondern die
Not
Liebe
even our
des
own
Herrn.
love, but the love of the Lord.
Wie Johannes gesagt hat,
Like John said,
die beste Liebe, die erste Liebe.
the first love, the best love, that builds up.
Denn nur die Liebe baut uns auf. Und diese
For
Liebe
only the love
ist die
builds us up,
Liebe Christi.
and it is the love of Christ. The Lord, because he loved us, he gave himself us. And the word says, there's no greater love than that he, and we also, should lay down our life for the saints, our soul life for the brothers. So, how much love did the saints in all the churches really experience from us? I have to ask myself, how much love do I show to the saints? What the church today, especially at the end of this age, really needs is a love for all the saints. Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the best, the most wonderful church. There are seven churches. But why is it called the church in Philadelphia? Among all the seven churches, it's the best, the most wonderful. Why is it called Philadelphia? What was the trouble with the church in Ephesus? They had a lot of knowledge. They had a lot of good works. The church did many things. But the Lord said, I have one thing against you. The best. And the first love, you have left it. The best love you have forsaken, you left it. If we have so much knowledge, we act in the church according to our knowledge. If one person does one thing wrong, we scold him, we react, and we criticize. But how much love did the Lord show to us? How often did the Lord forgive us? Roland, where are you? Feingen or Spain?
In Spain.
In Spain. So far away. Do we have a lack in the churches in the last years of the understanding and the knowledge of the Bible? Knowledge? I don't think we have much lack of that. But why do we have so many problems? It is the love that holds us together. Without the love of God and the love of the Lord, everything sooner or later will fall apart. It is not the knowledge of the Bible that will build us together. We speak of life, but life does not come just from reading the Bible. I remind yourself of John 5. They were searching the scriptures. They did not just read it, they were searching it. We are all Bible researchers. And we understand and we know what the Bible says and we interpret it. We are all little theologians. Then the Lord said, for sure, the Bible speaks of me. But the trouble is, you don't come to me that you will have the life. And what is the best expression of this life? It is the love. This element was missing. If this is missing, nothing will work. Nothing will work in the church. The knowledge puffs up, but the love builds up. It's not your own love. Our love is a preference. Oh, I only love that what fits me, like Stefan Strobel. Whatever suits me, that I love. If something is not fitting to us, our love is over. The love is the secret for the building up. The love, the body builds itself up in the love, but in the love of the Lord. And this love comes from the life. From the life of the Lord. Look, everything God did, what God did. Everybody knows John 3:16. What a famous verse. How does it start? God sent His Son. That all those who believe in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. That we emphasized. But we do not emphasize the first part of the verse. That's the important part. For God so loved the world. Without this love, if something I dislike, goodbye, I go. I'm not coming anymore. Where is the love of God? It's in the life. The life that is willing to consecrate itself. The Lord said that He loved His disciples, and He says He loved them to the uttermost. John 13. In the beginning we loved, and what do we do? At the end, nothing remained of that love. God does everything because He loved the world. The world means all people, all human beings. So He gave all human beings 6,000 years time to know Him. The Lord, not right in the Garden of Eden, brought a judgment. No, He didn't do that. Praise the Lord. This great high priest is wonderful. But the beginning of the new covenant is not the great high priest, but the Lamb of God. He really paid the price.
ist nicht so einfach.
It is not that easy.
Alles, was der Herr getan hat,
everything the Lord did is out of love for us.
Du auf dem Thron sitzt, ich glaube, du bist ganz zufrieden, ja?
If you sit on the throne, I think you're very happy. You're like, oh, I sat on the throne today. And then you forget anything else. No, the Lord sits on the throne for us. This is our destiny, our calling. Not just the cross is for us, also the resurrection is for us. Even his ascension is for us. And also his enthronement. He's seated on the throne is also for us. You think the Lord just wants to sit there by himself on the throne? No. It's why it says so clearly he wants to make us kings. He does not just only want to save us and bring us into the heavens. What are you doing there then, in the heavens? He wants that we rule with him on this earth. The Lord don't want to sit there alone on the throne. No. Everything he did is for us. Even his return is for us. How is our attitude? Then we have to do everything for the saints in love. Otherwise, it doesn't work. In 1 Corinthians, Paul said, what is the best way? The love. So many problems are there in the church in Corinth. Then Paul showed them the best way. The most excellent way he showed them. The most excellent way, the best way, is the love. At one point, he describes, what is love? The love bears everything, but we cannot bear anything. If someone does something different than how I like it, he either better goes and we throw him out, or I go. We really need the life. Without this life, there's no love. The life of the Lord. Stefan Strobel, what do you do if your children did something wrong? You throw them out. Throw them out of the house. No. Did you throw your children out? No. So they were always so perfect, so nice, well-behaved. Are they also well-behaved? Not always. Did you throw them out?
Warum?
Why are we acting like this in the house of God? And actually, we don't have even the right to do so. Because we are not the Father. We are all children of God. How often do we really pray for all the saints? Chapter 7 of Hebrews. The Lord ascended in the high places. What is he doing up there? Roland, what is he doing there? He enjoys the angelic concert. He just enjoys the throne. Is that what he's doing? No. What does Hebrews 7 say? He intercedes for all of us all the time. He intercedes. Make intercession. When I did something that displeased the Father. The great high priest before the Father, what will he say? Oh, yeah, please throw him out. Throw him out. John So is so and so and so. Why is he actually still here? Throw him away. Did the Lord say that? He makes intercession for us all the time. For everybody of us. How often do we intercede for all the saints and pray for them? We just want to train them like a teacher. And if you don't pass the exam, and you didn't get an A, but you get a D or an E, or throw you out. Who does not have such an attitude? What the saints need is not a training by teaching, but much prayer and intercession before the Father for them all. How often do you really pray for every member of the church there? Really? Do you do it daily? All the time? If you not do it, no wonder it didn't work in the church. The most wonderful and greatest ministry of the Lord is our great high priest. Is his intercession for us. Look at the seven churches. Even though he spoke the truth to them, but he didn't condemn them, but they repent. So often he said, repent. Even his chastisement is out of love. Discipline out of impatience, out of anger, because we got mad. That's not good. So the Lord is a wonderful great high priest who always intercedes for us. Because he has a wonderful goal. He wants to save us to the uttermost. This is the heart of our Heavenly Father, and this is the heart of our Lord as a great high priest. That's why he is the crucified one from the beginning to the end. Crucifixion in itself was just a few hours and it was over. 3.5 years he suffered, and in the end crucified. But as a great high priest, since he ascended till this very day, more than 2,000 years now, he makes intercession. Amen. It's not only a teaching that he is Melchizedek, or the great high priest, king of righteousness, king of peace. He's not only righteous, but he's also for the peace. So righteousness is for peace. Without peace, in the end, nothing will be left than righteousness. Why is he called Melchizedek? That means only king of righteousness, but he's also the king of Salem, the king of peace. Righteousness is for the peace. And the peace leads us to the righteousness. Do you think if we had beaten our children to death, is there still peace left? Manfred. Discipline should happen out of love. It is not easy to be a great high priest. That's why in Hebrews it says, the children and I and the children you have given me. That's what Hebrews 2 says. Here I am and the children whom God has given me. What holds a family together is not the righteousness. I'm not saying that righteousness is unnecessary. No, you need the peace and the love. It says, whom I love, I chasten. Discipline without love is fatal. And we have such a great high priest who intercedes for all of us all the time. And his goal is to save us to the uttermost. Stefan, right? After your son is 18 years old, what do? Okay, now you're independent. Get away. Get lost. Then you should work for yourself. Did you do that? What do you do? What do you do to my grandchild? Even when he studies at a university, even physically you are not there, but your heart was with him all the time, right? Don't you care for him anymore? It's now his own responsibility. Oh, he can make his own money. 18 years I worked for him. Now, bye. Now he should be independent. He should be independent. You don't need to care for him anymore, right? Why do you still pay all his tuition at the university? So much money, and then you still have to work. Why do you do that? Because he loves his son. It's the love. What do we need in the house of the Lord? It's only about knowledge, sooner or later. It will fall apart. It will collapse. Love binds us together and builds us up together. The proof that we love each other is the prayer for each other, the intercession. When we see a problem, what do? We immediately want to deal with it and scold and act and pull on it. And if it doesn't work, then he should go. Bye-bye. Then we show him the door. But the love of God, the love of the Lord, is to intercede for us. He already died for us as the Lamb of God. But then we are only saved and we have still so many problems. Or don't you have any problems anymore? Who of us has no more a problem? Oh, John Yao, Muchang, you're a Christian for so many years. Yep. I see Muchang and Yuanchen there in New York. Are we perfect? Perfected? Saved to the uttermost? Fully transformed? And now we're like the Son, the expression of His glory. We are the expression of ourself. No change, no transformation. But the goal of the Lord as a captain of our salvation is to bring us into the glory. But how much time do we have left? That's why the Lord, in His ministry as a great high priest, daily and all the time, He still has to intercede for us. Otherwise, the Father will say, after so many years, why is John so still only so? My name is so simple, it's just so. Many years, I'm still so. What should God do with me? But the Lord, before the Father intercedes, give Him another opportunity, give Him more opportunities. We are so imperfect. Why do we not have any patience with the saints? Are you better than they are? Especially those who bear responsibility in the church. You are slaves and not rulers. You are not kings over the saints. 1 Corinthians, what does it say? Who is Paul? Who is Apollos? Who is Cephas? They're nothing. They're just servants. And we belong to you, he even says. We are yours. And you belong to Christ. And Christ belongs to God. I have not seen many elders who intercedes for the saints as the Lord, as the great high priest before the Father. Just a small mistake and we're already scolding. As if the house of the Lord belongs to us, we're just servants in the house of the Lord. We're not the lords, but we're the servants. So the elders should not behave like the lords, like the rulers of the house. When the Lord is our great high priest did it this way and is today like that before the Father, and the house belongs to Him. Hebrews 3 says it very clearly. Whose house we are. He is not like Moses, but He is the Lord in the house. He's not like Moses, just a servant in the house. The house belongs to Him. Which elder prays daily and intercedes for all the saints? No wonder it didn't work. Nothing works without the prayer for the saints. And why did God not give up all of us? Why did not give up me to this very day? Not because I'm perfect. No, because someone was always interceding for me and said, Father, give him more opportunities. Or give me a chance to continue to work in him. It is the work of the great high priest. Do you think he walks among the golden lampstands only to find mistakes like the yearly checkup for your car? And the church is not a car. We are his sons. And he wants to lead many sons into glory. Do you have this goal in your hearts? That all saints come to the glory. Do you have that goal? Oh, you just want them to read the Bible and come to the meeting, and that's all. No. Without a proper daily spiritual life, the church cannot be built. We're not just a Sunday meeting. And the Lord does not really only care about a wonderful conference, but He cares for our daily living. What is more important for you and for us? A nice prayer meeting on Sunday? Is this good enough? And daily we do whatever we want. The Lord has opened our eyes to stir up our spirit and strengthen it and give us a new heart. We need His heart, a new heart. Because our old heart, that's what Jeremiah 17 says, is unhealable. That's why it says He's able to save us to the uttermost. You can read it for yourself. I don't have to speak about it a lot because I'm not for the teaching, but I want to experience it. I want to experience more. I want to be holy as He's holy. Do we train us all to be holy as He is holy? How does Paul describe this wonderful great high priest? He says he's holy, he's perfect, he's separated from sinners, he's higher than the heavens. And we are here on this earth and we even love the earth and we love the world. No wonder we love the world because we're so earthly. We're such a great high priest. And his goal is to make us like him and to help us in every situation, not just to help us and let us go. No, he wants to transform us. He wants to lead us all the way into glory. That's why the Lord went through so many troubles, difficulties, and sufferings to help us. And the true help and the goal of all his help is to bring us into glory. Not only that we are helped, his help has a goal for us. Stefan, you helped your children with a goal that one day they will be useful. They will be useful for the Lord and for their society. That they become a useful vessel, useful human being. Not only that they become a doctor or an engineer or have another profession. We already have a calling, we have a profession. I had a very low calling till one day the Lord opened my eyes. The Lord has to show us we all have a very, very, very high calling. The calling for man is a throne. That's why the writer of Hebrews, that's why he said this wonderful word in chapter 2, what is man? And that's why the goal of Satan is exactly to corrupt man, to destroy man, to really destroy man. That's his goal. He wants to make God's plan with man to fail. He wants to turn a human being into monsters. This Satan, that's his goal. He wants to make him like, make us like him. But the Lord has a goal to bring us into the glory. Do you think this is a simple work? It's a lifelong work for us. I should say for myself. I'm already young. I'm no more young. I don't want to say how old I am, but I'm no more young. But even in my age, the Lord still has to work so much in me and in me. It's why I have compassion with the saints. with all the brothers and sisters, because it's not that easy. Stefan, could you let your children grow faster? That after 5 years, after birth, they are already grown-ups. Would it be nice? It would spare you from a lot of trouble. No? Isn't that true? He was my granddaughter in Feingen. I pray for her a lot. I can say, oh, now she is a professor, profession. Now she's grown up. Oh, it's all her own responsibility. Should I say that? This is the work of the great high priest. Salvation is only the beginning. Being born again is only the birth. It's just the birth. Is that everything? Born again, saved, beautiful, that's it? No. He is the beginning. It's the beginning of all difficulties. Stefan, isn't it like that? Birth is the beginning of all difficulties. Are you not a witness as a father of three children? Roland. You have no more problem. All your children are grown up. You don't think about them anymore. You have no choice. The birth, the cross, and the crucifixion of the Lord on the cross and his sufferings on this earth is just a preparation to help us today. It is only the beginning. Do you think the Lord today is our great high priest? Has nothing else to do, nothing more to do. He has even more to do than while he lived on this earth. And he has compassion. Can you feel that and understand that? Do we comprehend this? Do you think the Lord sits on the throne and just enjoys, oh, no more problems, my sufferings are over? Stefan, after you had three children, it's good enough. They're all born. Praise the Lord. Three children born, no more trouble. No, the birth is only the beginning. It's the beginning of all your troubles. The bringing up of your children is a lot more work. Upbringing. It's more work than only the birth. Don't think the Lord has no more work to do. He He does not just sit on the throne and enjoy. And he does not have only one child. He's the only begotten. That was easy. But now he's the firstborn. What is the difference between an only begotten son and a firstborn son? The firstborn has many brothers. Don't you rather prefer to be the only begotten? No competition with all your brothers. You are the only begotten of the your great high priest, and you inherit everything of your father. Isn't that wonderful to be the only begotten son? Now that would be lonely. Lonely? Are you sure? God wants to have many, many sons. One son? Wonderful. Single problem. But many sons, it is a multiplied problems. Now we understand how much work this great high priest has. Look how he walks among all the golden lampstands who are full of problems. In the beginning, I fellowship with you. The Lord created the whole universe by the power of His Word and keeps it all together, no problem for Him. But His church, His body, to keep together, it is so difficult. The last 60 years of my life, my goodness, I was thinking, Lord, can you really still make it? Why? The sun is not rebellious. The stars, they're not so rebellious. The sin did not fill up the moon. It didn't fill the moon. Even the wind listens to him. Everything he created listens to him except us human beings. That's why he has a really difficult job. But gladly, he has patience. Gladly. He became the great high priest and took over this wonderful, important job. Praise the Lord. Don't think his patience is forever. No. There's a time where the Lord said in Hebrews, once again I will shake the whole creation, everything. so that only that what is unshakable will remain. So we really have to serve God acceptably, with godly fear, with reverence. What means reverence? It means hold him high. Not just believe him, not just sing a few songs on Sunday and that's it. God does not want our singing. Angels can sing better than we can. Do we really give him the honor and the glory in our daily life? Do we give him the reverence? Many people say, oh, I serve God. I talk to someone. He said, I don't care about so many things. I just want to serve God. That's it. Then I told to this person, Matthew 7 says, many served and said, Lord, Lord, did we not do this? Did we not do that? Preaching, good works, cast out demons, and did so many things. And the Lord said, I don't know you. But only those who served according to the will of the Father and who serve him exactly like that, they will enter the kingdom. In chapter 12, Matthew 12 at the end, our God, no, Hebrews 12 at the end, it says, our God is a consuming fire. Don't think, oh, we have enough time and we can just keep on living as we're living so far. No. Once again, I will shake everything, not just earth, but also the heavens. And then the desire of the nations will come. After the great shaking, then the Lord will come back. But are we ready? Do we still have much time to prepare? Do we just want to live in a natural way as we live right now? That's why the Lord is our great high priest. His speaking is not just to teach us the Bible. Look to the seven churches. The Lord spoke to them. But how? He did not give them a long message as we are doing now here in the conference. Short. Nicht 7, 5 or 6 chapters, like Paul wrote to Ephesians, 7 verses, directly, to the point, just 7 verses. And it was a real help. We make many words and it doesn't help. We have much teaching that we gave. But incapable help to help the saints. Meeting after meeting. Every week we do one chapter. Give prayer meeting 1 hour. Lord's table 2 hours. Is that all? This is not the Lord's work. He intercedes all the time. His goal is to save us to the uttermost, but we don't let him do it. You can never help anybody who doesn't want to be helped. He does not force anyone. Adam and Eve, right in the beginning, in Genesis, he didn't force them to eat of the tree of life. I would have pulled them on their ears to the tree of life and said, "Now eat." Wouldn't you want to do that? Esther? Esther maybe is not a strong brother. You won't do it. But you would tell them every day, "Adam, Eva, Eve, please don't forget to eat of the tree of life. Please don't forget." But the Lord doesn't force us. He shows us what's missing. He says, "Repent." Then he says, "If you repent, you will be an overcomer, you will have great reward. But if not, there will be consequences." But praise the Lord. Oh, it's already time. I hope I did not give you any interpretation, but an encouragement for all of us. Teaching. Knowledge. It doesn't work. But life, reality, interceding, the love, the prayer for all the saints, encouragement. Like the parents to their children. How do you treat your children? You don't treat your children like you treat your German shepherd, right? No, he does not. Your children are your flesh and blood. And think about it. The saints are the children of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's have some more prayers. And praise and thank the Lord. We want to experience Him as a great high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. Because His goal is to make us to be kings, but righteous kings, kings of peace. That's why He's Melchizedek. He is God Himself, without father and mother. He is God. only in this short time of 33 and a half years, he laid his Godhead aside and lived as a man on this earth. But he lived as God on this earth, otherwise how he can change water into wine? But in this short time, he lived as a man on this earth, that he, for our sake, can go through all kinds of sufferings so he can understand us and have compassion on us. Can help us. Many times, we don't have compassion with the saints. We think we're so good, we're so successful. No, we're nothing. Amen. Lord, open our mind. Give us a spirit of wisdom and understanding. That we all, young and old, from the youngest to the oldest, that we all will know you. Lord, this is our desire. We want to enter into the reality and experience. Grant us much grace, mercy, and life. Serve us with indestructible life, not normal life, but your life, that we will be overcomers. Amen.